Dan Bongino.
They've been tweeting to me, Bongino's a nut, Bongino's a blanker, blanker.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Everywhere big government gets bigger, corruption grows bigger, and these liberals just keep going on and on and on about how great big government is, and they can't prove to you any examples of how wonderful big government is almost anywhere.
Get ready to hear the truth about America.
Young kids, you are too stupid to figure out your health insurance needs, so we're going to hammer your cabooses to death until you figure out that the government knows what's best and you're an idiot.
On a show that's not immune to the facts, with your host, Dan Bongino.
All right, welcome to the Renegade Republican with Dan Bongino. Producer Joe, how are you today?
Hey, man, I'm doing well, Dan. Doing well. Thanks.
Listen, folks, I ain't going to BS you this morning. I am just not feeling that great. I mean, like, okay. Physically, I just mean, it's just damn frustrating sometimes. You know, you do this, we do this, you listen to the show, and it's like nothing changes sometimes. It's so freaking frustrating. So, you know, I wake up this morning, I'm trying to put together the show, and there's a ton of stuff out there to talk about, obviously, but what's really absolutely bizarre to me is this uranium one thing with the Clintons. So now we now know that there is unquestionably some untoward, potentially highly corruptive activities that went on with the Clintons and the Obama administration selling our uranium, Joe, like we're selling like silly putty to the uranium. Mm-hmm. For those of you out there, by the way, who are liberals, don't understand, like that could potentially be used in a nuclear detonation, which could annihilate the entire United States in large enough quantities. But let's not worry about that, okay? Let's not talk about nuclear annihilation for a second. So the story breaks yesterday about this sale, and there's a bunch of Sarah Carter, John Solomon. I'll put it in the show notes at Bongino.com. You can always subscribe to the email list. I'll email it to you. But the sale of strategic uranium assets that could potentially annihilate the country, right, to the Russians, that Hillary had signed off on it. To be fair, she was not the only one who signed off on it, but other people signed off on it as well. So this story breaks yesterday, and conveniently, or not so conveniently for the Clintons, it also breaks as well that there was $500,000 in speaking fees and another $2.3 million from people involved in the sale of this uranium that were given to the Clinton Foundation as speaking fees. But don't worry about any of that. Let's just give a potentially nuclear, a substance for a nuclear weapon over to a what's now turning into a hostile actor. And let's ignore the whole thing. Now, where's the media on this? Now, I've seen almost zero stories in the mainstream media covering this at all. Now, I will put a story in the show notes today from Legal Insurrection that's short, it's sweet, it lays it all out. Mm-hmm. But the Obama administration oversaw, despite a federal investigation going on, where was the FBI in this? Despite a federal investigation going on, oversaw the sale of strategic uranium assets to the Russians while said companies involved were paying off the Clinton Foundation in major amounts to give speeches. But don't worry, everybody. Everybody shut up and let's keep it super quiet. Yeah, this is great. You know, I'm serious, man. I'm like, I'm sitting here this morning and, you know, for months, we've had to listen to these a-holes in the media talk about this fictitious horror story of the Trump-Russia narrative, this like Stephen King novel. It's totally made up. It's an act of fiction. We've had to listen to this for months. You know, sickening, disgusting media personalities every day. Oh, Trump-Russia. Trump colluded with the Russians to win the election. And how do we know? Because the Russians bought $20,000 in Facebook ads in strategic swing states. Oh, yeah. That swung the election, you jerks. Freaking jerks. Idiots. That swung the election, yeah. They spent $1.4 billion collectively, and you're right. Russians involved in buying $20,000 in Facebook ads. That did it. That definitely did it. Handed it to Hillary Clinton. As Hillary Clinton was selling selling her credibility and everything else through the Clinton Foundation for $2.3 million in speaking fees by a uranium company acquiring strategic, potentially nuclear assets within the United States by the Russians, a known adversary. But don't worry about any of that, folks. Now you want to know why Obama keeps his mouth shut about this? Mm. You notice, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Where's Obama? His mouth, he opens his mouth about everything else. Every time something about Obamacare comes out, despite its obvious failures, he opens his yapper on the sideline. Yeah. But now, all of a sudden, this Clinton Uranium One deal is breaking. And by the way, when I say breaking, I mean breaking amongst reasonable people. You will hear nothing about this in the mainstream media, who is still obsessed about this stupid Trump-Russia narrative, despite having no evidence at all that there is a Trump-Russia narrative. And they will focus endlessly on that to the chagrin of normal people who say, wait, let me get this straight. We sold strategic uranium assets to the Russians, overseen by Clinton and Obama while Clinton was its Secretary of State, while the Clinton Foundation received $2.3 million in speaking fees from said company. And by the way, it's now alleged that same said company may have been involved in bribing U.S. officials to make sure that deal went. Oh, nothing to see there, folks. Nothing to see there. We gave strategic nuclear assets to a foreign enemy signed off by Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, amongst others, while her foundation was collecting millions of dollars in speaking fees. Nothing to see here, folks. Man. Now you want to know why Obama's been so damn quiet? Obama's been quiet because he knows what's going on here, folks. You know, let me ask you something, because I'm telling you, I woke up this morning like cloudy and salty and super pissed off because it's... I mean, seriously, it's like an endless battle against these a-holes on the left. They will defend anything, anything. We have a civil war breaking out on the right now because some people agree or disagree with specific Trump policies. You have people like me. I don't pick sides in the civil war. I pick sides on issues. I'm being fairly critical of Trump when I think some of the policies aren't going to work out and praiseworthy give praise to Trump when they're praiseworthy policies I think will work to the benefit of the American people. What do we have on the left? Blind defense of potential criminality, because that's all the left has. They worship their golden calf and Obama and Hillary. That is it. Folks, why do you trust these people? You know, let me tell you something. I only go into this when I'm super salty enough to do it because my better self stops me before I talk about it on the show ever, given that our audience has expanded. Mm-hmm. When you see what I saw behind the scenes, you would be very hesitant to ever vote Democrat again. Now, I understand me be saying, well, what are you saying? Democrats are worse than Republicans? No, I'm telling you they're all bad. I'm telling you it's a cesspool. So a logical second follow-up question would be, well, why make it a partisan argument? Because actual republicanism, the idea of republican, constitutional republicanism, right? Mm-hmm. The idea of that is that we limit these people, that our policies support limiting the very people we elect to the party. Joe, this is going to be careful here, knowing they're flawed. Mm-hmm. These people are natural. We're all natural sinners. So we support conservatism, constitutional conservatism, because we understand that the Constitution, as we support it through constitutional conservatism, places limits on naturally flawed people to impact our lives in ways we don't want them to because they're all sinners.
Yep.
So when I say, why do you trust these people? I mean all of them. But when I followed up by saying, why would you ever vote Democrat ever again? It's because Democrats, you're giving these people power over your lives, despite the fact that they are sinners. These are not good people. Look at what's going on with this Harvey Weinstein thing. Mm-hmm. You have Democrats still defending this guy. But quietly, behind the scenes, they won't come out. They come out quietly. Do you have people that was, I'm going to put an article up at the, I'll put the show notes up on Gino.com. An article up about how there are media people out there going, well, you know, this isn't an indictment of people he took money from or anything like that. And all. You know what, folks? You're telling me they didn't know about this guy? Are you serious? Are you telling me a guy who worked with the Hillary Clinton operation, who knew everything about everyone all the time, that they had no idea that this guy was an alleged sexual predator?
Dude, they had to know.
But not according to them, Joe. It was all good. He was just a super nice guy. I mean, this is total garbage. You have this this energy scandal right now. You have this uranium sales scandal. You're telling me nobody knew about this? Folks, this reeks of naked political opportunism and a co-joined at the head media cover-up, because these are the kind of people you're dealing with. You know, if you ever ask, as you listen to the show, like, Dan, you know, I never really get into this too much, but why is a Secret Service agent really give up a really lucrative career? We made a lot of money, folks. I'm not going to mess around with you. You know, Secret Service, you get overtime because we don't do 9-to-5s. You don't get a lot, but you get enough. We make a really good living. When you're not working in the protection side and you're working on the criminal side, you get a take-home car. It's a very prestigious job. I mean, listen, morale's kind of collapsed over the last few years, but when I was there, it was a very prestigious job. Why leave to do this? Folks, you think I was doing it for the money? I had no idea. By the way, I don't know if I've ever discussed this or not, but my wife and I almost went bankrupt after I left the Secret Service. That's not a joke. That's not hyperbole. We had a difficult time paying even basic bills. So any allegations out there, oh, you knew you'd work for Conservative Review, you knew that Fox would pick you up for a contract. What? I don't have a contract with Fox. What are you talking about? I had none of that. Conservative Review, by the way, didn't even exist.
All right.
It was an idea in someone's head. I'd never even heard of it. Folks, I left because this is... Do you understand like how deeply the corruption goes in our government? These people don't care. You have to hear them talk behind the scenes about you as a strategic asset, not as a voter and a citizen in a constitutional republic. That's not how they talk about you. The fact that there was a Secretary of State who planned on running for president, working for Barack Obama, who presided over, in many respects, in conjunction with the President of the United States, the sale of strategic, potentially nuclear assets. Well, they were nuclear assets, but could maybe be weaponized assets to a hostile foreign power in the Russians, that they presided over this and nobody did anything about it. The media won't cover it. I mean, how do you not wake up and go, what the fuck is going on? I saw this story this morning and I'm like, you know, I just wish some reasonable Democrats would wake up and see how their party has been entirely, entirely corrupted by an obsession with big government at nearly, nearly any cost. The forfeiting away of our legitimacy as a country, the forfeiting away of national boundaries in the form of immigration, the forfeiting away of our future when it comes to educational policy, seeding the minds of young kids through terrible public schools and fighting against school choice, the forfeiting away of our economy by endless public debt and demonizing anyone that talks about controlling it. You know, the forfeiting away of our own national sovereignty and legitimacy by painting us all as psychotic nationalists because we believe in border control. I mean, how do you read this? I'm going to put a Kimberly Kay at Legal Insurrection, who does some good work. I'm going to put an article up by her. It's really short and sweet. I want you to read it about what went on with this sale of potentially nuclear, potentially weaponized assets to a hostile foreign power, all to make sure, it appears at this point, that the flow of money kept going to the Democrats and their speaking fee and all this other stuff. Folks, I wrote my book. We got to get big, man. It's time for all of us to step up and cut this crap. Really, it's time for Republicans to flush the toilet bowl and get rid of the garbage in our party. And man, do we have a lot of it. It is time for the Democrats to wake up and say, wait, I didn't sign up for this, okay? I did not sign up for this. You don't have, I'm not telling you to vote Republican. I'm not telling you to vote anything. But I'm telling you right now, this is, again, saying the biggest political scandal of my generation means nothing because there have been so many scandals with the Obama administration. The idea of the biggest political scandal has been watered down to mean almost nothing. How do you not understand what's going on here if you're a Democrat? We sold potentially weaponized assets to the Russians, to companies backed by the Russians. Listen to me. Open your freaking ears. We sold potentially weaponized assets because speaking fees flowed into a foundation run by the future Democratic nominee for president, Hillary Clinton. And you don't think anything is wrong there. You're a freaking disgrace if you don't think anything's wrong there. A disgrace to your country, an embarrassment. You're a joke. You are not a U.S. citizen. You are a U.S. adversary posing as a U.S. citizen who takes all the benefits of U.S. citizenry. You're a fake. You're a fraud. You're not interested in getting to the bottom of any of this because all you want to do is cover for your golden calf politicians. Folks, just read this story, this legal insurrection story I'm going to have at the show notes. Just read it. Just clear your mind out of any political clutter and baggage that binds you to any broken ideas or false allegiances and read the story of how we sold our country out to advance the political interests of a future Democratic nominee for president and the current, or at that time, current president in Barack Obama. And where's the media, Joe? You heard anything about this in the media?
Hell no.
You
no.
disgusting pigs in the media. Pigs. 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 There I said it. You do nothing. You do zip. You do zero. You have focused for months on this Trump-Russia fairy tale. You have zero. You have not produced a scintilla of evidence that anything illegal. Was there some questionable behavior? Yes, absolutely. Was it worth looking into? It's always worth looking into. But you have shown no evidence at all of any criminality, frankly, any corruption. And yet, you have a scandal of epic proportions. The sale of nuclear assets to a foreign adversary sponsored by a Democrat administration and the future soon-to-be Democrat nominee for president, Hillary Clinton, and you do squat. You do squat. Now you wonder why I tell you do not click on their sites. Humiliate these people at all costs. They are not the media. And why I support absolutely no measures to stop them, because I believe in freedom at all costs. And believe me, Joe, it's costing us a lot right now because these people are spewing propaganda. The alternative is far worse. It's far worse. What are we going to do? Censor them? I mean, really, what are we going to do? There's nothing to do. A-holes are going to be a-holes in the media. And living in a free country, we have to pay the price. They do nothing. I didn't even intend to talk about it. I had like 3-4 other things, but.
Yeah. All right.
It's a freaking disgrace. It is important. You're damn right it's important. We had a sitting Democratic administration with the future Democratic nominee preside over the sale of strategic nuclear assets to an adversary while said Democratic nominee's foundation is collecting millions in speaking fees and nobody in the media gives a shit. Are you kidding me? Folks, is this a joke? Seriously, is this a joke? My God. I don't know why you trust these people. I really, if you're a liberal, listens to my show. The hell do you trust these people for? All right. I got a couple other things to get to. Right. Sorry to Brick House, by the way. What a segue. Hey, it's Bob. Such a great brother. Well, on a lighter note, you know, our friends at Brick House Nutrition are very good to us. They sponsor the show. They keep it free for all of you so that, you know, obviously you don't have to pay for the content. We hope to keep it that way for a really long time. But this is a really good company, folks. We're getting a lot of solicitations, and I think it's due to you and the growing audience for the show, for people who want to advertise here. And I do appreciate it. But one of the guys that I really want to stick with for a while is Miles from Brick House Nutrition, because he's a good guy. These guys are great. I've been with them from the beginning. They've been with me. I tested the products out first. They make some of the best nutrition products on the market, and a product that's been selling unbelievably well. I get incredible feedback from my forward, all the great emails on to Miles from the company. For those of you who sent me feedback on it, is Dawn to Dusk. It's an energy product, and Miles and the doc over there figured out, listen, there's a big problem with the energy industry, Joe. You get a really big high from these, you know, monster cups of coffee. Give me a triple, quadruple times 10 latte. And by the way, to dump a few caffeine pills in there too. You're like, for an hour, you're wired, man. I mean, you could probably do brain surgery. And then an hour later, you're like, cannot move. You're like on your couch, right? These guys figured out a way to time release a really good, potent caffeine-based product that'll give you a nice elevated energy level throughout the day. I get tremendous reviews on this product. It's called Dawn to Dusk. Go give it a shot. You know, the doctors, nurses, cops, working parents, you know, soccer moms who have busy days. It's really great stuff. You don't have to hump around cups of coffee all day. Give it a shot. It's called Dawn to Dusk. Go to BrickHouseNutrition.com/Dan. That's BrickHouseNutrition.com/Dan and pick up a bottle of Dawn to Dusk today. All right. You know, I'm sorry about the salty nature of today. This has been very salty, and I get that. And I listen, if it turns some of you off, I understand. I always get emails after this saying, not my cup of tea, but I'm sorry. I'm not going to BS you and pretend to be someone I'm not when I'm, you know, when I'm not really in, I'm not in that mood to be Captain Nice Guy today. I'm sorry. There's a lot going on right now that's bothering me, too. And, you know, let's move away from the Uranium One Democrat. I mean, this is the biggest scandal I've seen since, like, Watergate. And, of course, the Democrats will ignore it, and so will the media. Because I haven't seen anything. But there's another thing that's bothering me now, too, and it's the, you know, me-first-ism. And folks, I got to be candid. I know people listening to this in these industries are not going to like it. But my job here is not... I'm too old right now to start catering to interest groups, okay? I didn't do it when I was running for office, and I'm not going to do it my show. And some, not all, but there are some people in the real estate industry who are telling people things right now that are just not true in an effort to preserve, you know, me-first-ism. And it's not fair. Now, I get it. Some of your complaints are legitimate. Some of the complaints, and I'll describe what I'm talking about in a second, but some of the complaints are legitimate. They'd say, well, you know, why would we give up a tax code that benefits us in the real estate industry, Joe, if nobody else gives their things up, which perfectly legitimate response. I get that because I'm trying to be fair and not overly emotional about this. You see what I'm saying, Joe? Like, if there was a tax code written, which we have now, that say benefits companies A, B, C, D, and E at the expense of you, meaning they get tax breaks you don't get, which means you have to make up the difference to the Treasury because those companies A, B, C, D, and E are not paying the amount they would that you pay.
Yeah, like in Maryland.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Now, I totally get it that company A, if they lose their deduction and B, C, D, and E don't lose theirs, I totally get it that company A would say, hey, that's not fair. I mean, I get it that we're doing our part to contribute to a more fair tax code where everybody embraces the same amount of kind of what social responsibility or whatever Democrats want to refer to it. But what about B, C, D, and E, those companies? They still get their breaks. Totally legitimate and fair. But there's a very good proposal on the table right now to double the standard deduction for people that the real estate industry is fighting, a lot of people in it, a lot of lobbyists, despite, Joe, very little evidence that it's actually going to hurt the real estate industry. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. And again, I always do numbers on this show. These articles will be in the show notes. You can check them out. This one's from the Wall Street Journal today, right? Mm-hmm. Let me get to the... Okay, here. So... right now, you get a deduction for the interest you pay on your mortgage. Now, that's a big deal. The interest. So let's say you have a $100,000 loan and your mortgage interest is 4%, 5%. They're pretty low right now, right?
Right.
In the early years of your mortgage, most of you understand this. Forgive me for going over it again, but it's important to make the argument and to tell you why I'm so upset about it. In the early years of that mortgage where you haven't paid down a lot of principal, at that level of a loan, $100,000, $200,000, you know, $500,000, these are home mortgages, right? These are the prices of homes. They're not cheap. The early payments you're making are largely interest and not principal, meaning you're not really paying the $100,000 down much, Joe. You're only paying the interest in the early years of the loan. This is pretty standard financial economics, nothing complicated about it. The interest you're paying on the loan is tax deductible. Now, that's a specific carve out for the real estate industry that works for the real estate industry because that tax deduction enables you to pay less in taxes. So what you're paying for the home, Joe, is really not what you're paying because you're getting some of that money back in the form of taxes you would have paid otherwise. I know that's complicated. I'm sorry if it's overly complicated. All I'm trying to tell you is what you're actually paying in your monthly mortgage is not what you're paying because you're getting some of it back in the form of a tax return. It's your money. But you're getting it back in the form of a tax return. So it's not the actual bill, which makes the product, in effect, Joe, cheaper. Now, that doesn't work for every single industry. There are a number of industries where you can do write-offs and stuff, but it works specifically for real estate and makes the cost of real estate what they think to be effectively cheaper. Because if you were going to pay, say, a $1,400 a month mortgage, Joe, but through the tax code, you're getting a couple hundred dollars a month back, you're really only paying like $1,200, right?
Okay.
Now, folks, these distortions in the tax code, though, in effect, drive up demand. And what do? It competes back up the price anyway. So in real estate, their lobby, and email me if I made this overly complicated, but it's important to understand how we're all going to have to take it on the chin and get big, damn it. We're never going to fix the economy if all of us want to hold on to our little thing. Sooner or later, we're all going to have to give something up and get big here. If we hold on to this, the irony of this real estate interest deduction carve out on your taxes, Joe, is that it is not, in fact, making homeownership more accessible. It's making it less accessible because the deduction actually drives up the sale price of the home because people then know you have extra money to spend because what you'd be paying in interest and mortgage is not what you're paying because you're getting some of it back in your taxes. It would be like, it's the equivalent of saying, hey, Joe, buy this golden egg for $500, but don't worry, you're going to get $100 back on taxes. Well, the price of the egg is then $400. It's not $500, right?
Right.
If you paid $500, you got $100 back. It's $400. It's not. It's not $500.
Right.
So, well, what does that happen? What happens then? Well, over time, people eventually figure out you're going to get $100 back through the tax code for the purchase of an egg. And what's the price then? $600. Because that's what's happening with houses. Now, you think I'm making this up? You think I talk about this stuff and just invent this out of thin air? Casper the Friendly Ghost stuff? No, this is real from today's Wall Street Journal. The realtors say the GOP framework would reduce the incentive to buy and own homes. Now, let me stop for a second. The real estate lobby is suggesting that if we get rid of that tax deduction, Joe, in other words, you can't deduct interest on a mortgage anymore and you're paying the full load. They're saying, well, this is going to reduce the demand for homes because you're not going to get your $1,500 mortgage is $1,500. You're not going to get a deduction for the interest anymore. You get what I'm saying? You're not going to get whatever, a $200 deduction, which would make it $1,300. You're not going to get that. So the realtors are saying this would reduce the incentive to buy and own homes. Now, moving on with the piece. This is highly doubtful. Home ownership is higher in countries with no deductions, such as Canada, where home ownership is 69%. The United Kingdom, 71%. In the United States, it's 64%. So, Joe, you know, you have Jay's abacus there?
Yeah.
Get Jay's abacus out for a second. Do me a favor. Yeah. So they have no deduction for mortgage interest in Canada, and it's 69% home ownership, okay?
Okay. 69.
Now, 69.
Got it.
69, the United States, with the deduction for interest, is 64%. Do the abacus for us, UJ's abacus, is 69, this is the question, greater than or less than 64?
69 is greater, Dan.
69 is greater. Oh.
Greater.
Oh. Again. So again, economics wins in the end because economics goes by these strange laws known as mathematics, where 2 plus 2 equals 4, not 4.762. It's never going to happen. It's like fetch, okay? As I've said, from Mean Girls. Fetch is never going to happen, Gretchen. It's not going to happen. You are not. You cannot manipulate the tax code to make a home cheaper without actually making the home cheaper through productivity. It doesn't work that way. You cannot fabricate value out of thin air, and you cannot fabricate value through the tax code. If you make a home cheaper through the tax code by manipulating the tax code, you just drive up demand for said home. Driving up demand for said home, Joe, makes the price what? Higher. Does this make sense how the rules of economics work? If I make a bagel artificially cheaper than it should be, say the bagel costs a dollar, and I say I'm going to compete away in the neighboring store and I'm going to make my bagels 80 cents, even if I have to go out of business, I got news for you. You will, because people will flood your store for the 80 cents bagels rather than the dollar bagels until you have to produce bagels at a loss and you eventually go out of business. You may say to yourself, though, Joe, well, how does this work in the government if everybody's losing money? Because the government runs massive debts. The bagel store can't do that. The bank will cut them off. But the United States government has the monopoly power over printing money, folks. They can print endlessly. print endless amounts of money to finance their own debt. And printing endless amounts of money to finance its own debt has a double whammy effect. It lets the government spend your money, print money to pay itself off. And by the way, by printing more money, it devalues the money you have now. Since when does more of anything make it more valuable?
Right, right.
By printing more money, it makes the dollar, it's a pernicious tax. Printing endless amounts of money destroys the value of the money you now haven't already earned. That's what's going on right now. We all have to get big, folks. It's really frustrating. And, the real estate, I understand the real estate lobby. I get it. I am not insensitive to people's needs. But listen, I'm not speaking with forked tongue here. I took it on the chin. I left my job. I told you in the beginning of the show there was no guarantee any of this would have ever worked out that one of you would have listened to it. I didn't even know about the Renegade Republican. I only knew Joe from WCBM, the local radio station.
Right.
I met him one time. I was doing a hit on his morning show for when I was running for Senate. The idea of the podcast came on way later. We had no idea we were going to make any kind of money or income off this at all. Conservative Review didn't even exist. But we all had to get big and take it on the chin. I'm asking people in the real estate industry, for the better of the country, stop fighting this. What they're fighting right now, I'm sorry, and maybe let me sum this all up so I can, I got another story I want to get to, but to be clear, and maybe I should have started off with this, what they're fighting is a doubling of the standard deduction. The standard deduction from roughly $6,000 per person to $12,000 per person. Why does that matter? Because if you live in a home that's roughly $200,000 or less, right now you get a standard tax deduction. You won't pay taxes on your first $6,000 in income. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, not everybody, the country's largely middle class folks. Not many people, matter of fact, 2/3 of them just claim that, Joe. But 1/3 of people who make a decent amount of money and have bigger mortgages have bigger interest payments on those mortgages too. Those interest payments are tax deductible, and it works out to be that the deductible interest payments on those mortgages are more than the standard deduction, so they will choose to itemize, meaning claim that, the interest deduction, instead of the standard deduction. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
The real estate lobby is worried that if they double the deduction from $6,000 to $12,000, Joe, that less people will find it profitable to then itemize their mortgage interest, and the mortgage interest deduction that goes to the real estate lobby and benefits them by creating higher demand, that would in turn go away. That's the gist of that's why they don't want it to go away. But how does this hurt anyone? This is better for the economy all along. There's no, and they're fighting it, which is, I don't get, I'm sorry. I get it.
I don't get it either.
It doesn't make sense. And they're trying to say, here's a piece. Let me just read quick. This is from this Wall Street Journal because it's a good one. It says 2/3 of all income tax filers already take the standard deduction, meaning they don't claim the interest on their mortgage, Joe. They don't use it to benefit themselves with taxes. That 2/3 of them don't use it at all. Increasing it to $12,000 would mainly affect homeowners earning between $50,000 and $100,000 who on average itemize $7,000 in mortgage interest and $6,000 in local and state taxes. Some of these middle-income itemizers, particularly those with smaller mortgages who live in lower tax states, would instead take the standard deduction, meaning they wouldn't have to use their home to offset their taxes, and the real estate lobby is worried that that'll reduce the demand for homes. Folks, that doesn't make sense. Allowing people to deduct more of their income just because it doesn't benefit you is no way to ingratiate yourself to the American public going forward. We're all going to have to get big a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if that bothers you. But it's not the right thing. All right, before we move on, hey, have you picked up a box of emergency food from My Patriot Supply? Folks, go to preparewithdan.com. You know, in this age of, seriously, there's so much chaos going on right now. We've already seen that what happened with these natural disasters in Puerto Rico and our very busy hurricane season. Folks, it makes absolutely no sense to not have a supply of emergency food. None. My closet in my bedroom is about, I kid you not, about 1/3 full of emergency food and emergency supplies. My Patriot Supply will give you a 1 month supply of emergency food for just $99 if you go to preparewithdan.com. This is, folks, it's an essential item to have. It lasts 25 years. You just need water to prepare it. Not having emergency food, you know, in this day and age with these crazy North Koreans and everything going on, it's just a small insurance policy against starvation. Go pick up a box. I have quite a few boxes. Go to preparewithdan.com. That's preparewithdan.com. Maybe I'll take a picture of my closet in case you guys think I'm making this up. I started a while ago with before I knew about these guys, with a different company. I have a box of that, and I have like five or six boxes from preparewithdan.com of Patriot Supply emergency food. It makes no sense not to have it. Insure yourself against a shortage in food, folks. It doesn't make any sense not to, all right? Go to preparewithdan.com. Pick up your box of emergency food today. Super easy to prepare. Like I say, you just need water. All right, here's the last story I want to talk about today, and it goes along the lines of the dangers of falling into the leftist propaganda trap, and I guess you can tell I'm pretty salty today. This came from a listener. I always appreciate you all emailing me this stuff. It means a lot to me. I read most of it. I unfortunately, some of the articles you send, I've already seen from other people, so that's the only reason I send most of it, not all of it. So the NHS, the National Health Service, which is government-run healthcare in the United Kingdom, the National Health Service is looking at banning surgery indefinitely, Joe, from patients unless they lose weight or quit smoking under controversial plans that were just brought up. Now, folks, again, the dangers of turning over the locus of control from you and your life to the government. Now, let me be crystal clear. I'm a health nut. I can't be more candid with you. I've no idea why you'd be smoking. None. There is no area of unanimity, I think, more in public health that, yes, you're killing yourself slowly. Whatever. Your call, not mine. You know, do your thing. Knock yourself out. I'm just telling you, my mother smoked, and I'll leave it at that. It's not been good. Very bad. Both. I better not say. Okay. It's just bad. Super bad. Now, having said that, though, what's even worse is empowering government officials to withhold services people have worked to accumulate their entire life because you are the locus of control, government, rather than people, withholding potential life or death decisions from people because they smoke. Folks, do you understand how dangerous of a... I'm going to put this article in the show notes. Please check it out. It's a good one. Sent in by a listener. The NHS is considering indefinitely banning people from life-saving procedures here unless they lose weight or quit smoking. Now, you may say to yourself, oh, well, why should a doctor, you know, waste his time on a patient who smokes who may just die a few weeks later? Wait, what? Come again on that? Now, where does that end, Joe? Because you want me to follow you around? Tell you what, let me follow you around, right? Let me read you a quote for a second. Says the senior surgeon involved with this, he was concerned that the latest rules were just the tip of the iceberg. He raised concerns about the fact that such policies meant patients were refused a referral without even seeing the specialist who should take such decisions. This is really scary stuff, and here's why. Let's say I follow you around all day and I find out you're speeding. Folks, speeding, I mean, people who are really dangerous drivers, listen, they may not have the danger of death probability speaking using strict sets of mathematics, the likelihood of an early onset death that a smoker would have, but I assure you it's a lot higher than the average person. Do we stop healthcare from them too? I mean, what about people who eat a soubrette hot dog? Remember those in the old New York hot dogs? What about people who do those? Yeah. Are hot dogs, are they a health food? I don't know. I mean, are we relegating medical care now to people who only drink protein shakes? I mean, I'll be honest with you, I like hot dogs when they're pretty darn good. That may not be the healthiest thing for you, but folks, we're free beings. This is an unbelievable article. This was sent to me. I read it and I'm like, that the fact that this hasn't elicited a greater outcry, again, in conjunction with the story I started with the Uranium One deal and how the media is completely quiet, speaks to the complicity of the big media complex and their alignment with big government values. Anything that's big government values is automatically default position considered to be good. Do you realize that this is that the slippery slope here is inevitable? First, it's smokers. Then it's people who are overweight. What is it next? If you don't work out, listen, I like to work out. I don't think you should be forced to do it. I don't think you should be forced to eat good food. I don't think you should be forced to stop smoking. I think it's really stupid to smoke. I think it's really stupid not to work out and really dumb not to eat a healthy diet. But I don't think you should be penalized by an all-powerful government that has a monopoly on force, folks. The government has a monopoly on force, that you should be penalized by them for making free decisions of your own volition and free will. Do you understand how turning that locus of control over from the individual to the government can only lead to a slippery slope downhill? You know,
What if you work out to the point that you've injured yourself? What if you play sports to the point that you've injured yourself?
You know what? That is a fantastic point. That is an excellent point. I didn't even think of that. There is a big, I'm not going to say who, because I don't want to open myself up to life, because these people are, you know, but there's a lot of workout folks out there, and there's a certain type of working out where some people claim that they take it overboard and they get hurt there. I mean, what do we do then? Not pay for their orthopedic surgeries? I like to grapple. I'm a free guy. He's grappling. You know what? I like Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I've been injured a couple times in there. Folks, it's called life. It's called livelihood. It's called the ability to make your own decisions in a free world. When did we start supporting tyranny? This is unbelievable. I'll read the piece. It's over there. And it just, again, speaks to you, this pernicious big government influence trying to move people in a direction against their will. You don't want to quit smoking? Fine. You should suffer the consequences yourself. But forcing people to quit smoking and saying, listen, if you don't, we're not going to give you a life-saving surgery. Are you kidding me? Well, I mean, what are you, the Great Oz? This is unbelievable, folks. Read the story, and you maybe you'll see why I'm so salty today with all this BS going on. It's just really pissing me off. I'm sorry. Sorry about the language. I just, you may have to beep some of that out, Joe.
Yeah, I will have to beep some of it out. Yeah,
sorry. I read that story today about Uranium One, and I wasn't feeling that great. All right, folks. Thanks again for listening. I appreciate it. Please subscribe to my email list at Bongino.com. I will send you these stories directly to your email box every day. Thanks a lot. See you tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show. Get more of Dan online anytime at conservativereview.com. You can also get Dan's podcasts on iTunes or SoundCloud. And follow Dan on Twitter 24/7 at DBongino. Oh.